Hello and thanks for joining us on the NITV radio podcast. I'm Luana Grant. Tough new bail laws in Victoria have been met with staunch opposition from protesters outside the state's parliament. The state government introduced new legislation to parliament which would include removing the principle of remand as a last resort, among other changes. Protesters gathered for a snap rally on Spring Street. It came after more than 90 community organisations published an open letter condemning the proposed changes. Victoria's bail laws were relaxed 2 years ago after a coronial inquest into the death in custody of First Nations woman Veronica Nelson handed down in its scathing findings.
When the government talks about community safety, they're not talking about our communities. They're talking about white communities, rich communities, and communities that never have to worry about whether their children will be subject to these laws. The Premier has said that these laws are about reducing reoffending and making the community safe. But for how many decades have governments had reports and evidence on their desks about ways to do this that don't resort to police and prisons?
Tougher bail laws and how they impact on our mob is likely to be a prominent issue for a top United Nations Indigenous human rights expert currently in Australia. The UN Special Rapporteur on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, Dr. Albert Burume, has kicked off a speaking tour of Australia in Meanjin, Brisbane. Dr. Burume's lectures will cover the UN Charter along with his role and responsibilities as the Special Rapporteur. His visit also coincides with this Friday's International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination.
I was really glad to be invited to Australia, because it's important that a special rapporteur on Indigenous people works on issues that matters for people. And my time here hopefully will enable me to have a good reading of those different issues, and definitely when time comes to see what to start on with.
The head of the Victorian Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation has reacted angrily to comments by Senator Lydia Thorpe, who says peak bodies should not be making decisions for people in community. Speaking at the Aborigines Advancement League on Tuesday night, Senator Thorpe said language groups should be making decisions for First Peoples on their own country, not state or national peak bodies. Senator Thorpe argued peak bodies have the only voice and receive all resources, while nothing filters down to language groups.
Look, I think that it's okay to have a peak body, but when they own buildings and their staff they have a huge staff resource, and when they're getting millions of dollars, when our other community grassroots health services are struggling.
We advocate, we sit around that government table and advocate for the membership. We advocate for dollars, appropriate funding resources. So that advocacy doesn't come from anywhere else. It doesn't come from independent senators, nor does it come from any political party.
This year marks 50 years since Peter Weir's iconic film Picnic at Hanging Rock was released. Now, a stage production of the classic Australian story has been given a First Nations makeover. NITV entertainment reporter Maddie Mills sat down with the director Ian Michael and actor Lorinda May Marypoor to talk about the play, which is currently being performed at the Sydney Opera House.
Picnic at Hanging Rock is all about the mystery of an Australian classic story. What sort of First Nations flair do you bring to this production?
We knew that it was important that we were acknowledging country in this production particularly, because it is a very colonial story. It's set in 1900 on the eve of Federation of Australia. And for me, this production and in the retelling of it is very much about the disruption and what happens when you disrupt unceded land, and when you don't tread lightly on places that you're not meant to be.
Lorinda, what has the rehearsal process been like working with Ian Michael?
Oh, it's honestly been amazing. I was so nervous to do a play, no singing or dancing, but Ian's made it all the more comfortable and quietened my nerves.
During rehearsals, and I was like,
there's a kind of a through line with the character of Lorinda through this script in talking about country from scene one to scene 14. So yeah, I'm very honoured and like proud that I get to play this role.
What is it that you want the audience to take away from this show?
I think they're going to take quite a lot from it. I think that they're going to look at country with a new kind of lens and respect, hopefully, because this show shows you what will happen if you don't have respect for country. I think for me that's the most important thing.
This story is more than just about mystery. It's more about girls going missing. It is about haunting and the ripples of hauntings. And that's very much where our country is at. I think we are very much haunted by our past because we are not willing to acknowledge anything that happened or is happening.
In 2024, Australia faced record levels of family and domestic violence. The country had come to terms with an ugly truth: we have a national problem. In a new documentary airing on NITV this Sunday, Marley Silver, a budding rugby league commentator and daughter of Canterbury Bankstown legend Rod Silver, examines how sport could have an impact on ending the crisis.
Domestic violence, a rising crisis impacting all areas of Australian society. In her documentary, Skin in the Game, Marley Silver examines if sport could be the solution.
We know that rugby league sometimes has been associated with the problem when it comes to gendered violence, but this game also has the great opportunity to do good.
Revealing her own family's battles with domestic violence and how rugby league provided her father with an escape from a cycle of trauma.
In his household growing up, unfortunately, there was domestic violence. Nan gave him and his brother a footy and said, get on out of here, and that's where Dad fell in love with the game.
While in the past, rugby league has garnered the attention of anti-domestic violence campaigns for all the wrong reasons, Marley sees it as the perfect vehicle for uniting Australians as we tackle the crisis head on.
I think the only thing that creates true social change in this country is conversations we can have through sport, for better or for worse. I mean, I don't think it's really relevant if that's a particularly positive thing or not. It's just a fact.
And the science already shows the crucial link between the growth of professional female leagues and an increasing respect for women.
The clear, tangible thing that comes out of it is supporting female athletes as a means for shifting cultural perspectives around how we treat women and girls. I hope that you can then take those conversations that it sucks in you and have them with the people around you.
Brianna Holden, NITV News.
First Nations cricketers from across the country will be in Mackay and on our screens next month for the National Indigenous Cricket Championships. The event will be held on Yuwibara country, marking the first time it has been held outside of Alice Springs. 11 teams are taking part in the T20 tournament, vying for the national titles. NITV is partnering with Cricket Australia to bring you all the action from the finals live on April 7, something that's excited First Nations international player Hannah Darlington.
The free-to-air television and the sort of landscape that's now being broadcasted is the Indigenous cricket, and not only the cricket that's being played, but the stories that are going to be a part of that tournament are so special as well. And I think that's probably the part I'm really excited about is, you know, we in the professional game get our games broadcast and our stories told, but I think these stories are incredible and deserve to be told as well.
And that's all for now. I'm Luana Grant. For more Indigenous news, please tune into NITV News weeknights at 6:30 p.m. and stay tuned right here on NITV Radio for all the latest news updates.